Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Heard this yesterday, Ron, when O'Shawn Bijani was on, one half of Area 45 was in with me yesterday. Appreciate him doing that. I always do. Heard this yesterday. And you know, Ron, the more I think about it, simmered down a bit, and my mind may be working a little more clear now. But the thought that the Astros, their 6-14 start to the Major League Baseball season, is like the Texans starting 0-2 in an NFL season. We're just talking percentages here, right? We're not talking about like what we've seen. We're not talking about watching the tape. We're not talking about the product that is the Houston Texans or that is the Houston Astros. We're just talking about roughly 20 starts to a baseball season is 12%. And two starts of a football season is 11.7% or something like that. So we're talking about a rough start to a season in baseball, 6-14. A rough start to a football season is 0-2 in the NFL. All right. Here's where I, like the percentage, just percentage wise, it adds up, right? It aligns. Here's what I think is the point that I'd like to add, because I don't know that a point was being made as it pertains to whether it's early or not or what the concern level should be. I'm going to tell you, if the Texans start 0-2 this year, and I don't even know who they play. We don't even know the schedule yet, do we?
No.
The schedule hadn't dropped yet in terms of who they play first and second. We don't know yet. Doesn't matter who they play. If the Texans start 0-2, and this is not a team that went to the AFC Championship or Super Bowl last year. This is not a team that has been the best team in baseball for the last 7 years. This is a team that's got, and rightfully so, should have significantly lower expectations than the Astros. Right? But if the Texans started 0-2 next year, there is nobody in the building at NRG Stadium that would be saying, everybody relax, man. It's only 2-17. Everybody relax. We've got a long way to go. All of our goals are still in front of us.
Oh, no. Hell no.
And I tell you, it's a lot easier It's a lot easier to be 0-2 in the NFL than it is to be 6-14 in Major League Baseball. You got to be significantly worse to get to 6-14 in baseball than you do. You can play really good football and be 0-2 to start a season and just need to keep on doing, literally keep on doing. But the heads would be, what'd you say earlier, the Pets' heads are falling off?
Yep.
Like, D'Amico Ryans would be in a bad mood. He would have a short fuse. He would not be talking about, well, we got an off day. We're gonna get everybody healthy and we're just gonna go back to the drawing board and we'll get this thing right. He would, like, the vibe around the Texans would be, what the hell's going on? Get this right. Start making plays. Get this, hold this team accountable. And they don't even have the dudes that the Astros have. They don't have the bar set near as high as the Astros have. So if you want to look at it from a perspective, Ron, of, hey, 20 games in a baseball season is equivalent of 2 in a football season, okay, let's play that game. It's the thought of 20 ball games not meaning much in baseball has become – it's gotten to a point where it's laughable to me as it pertains to the Astros. The way I look at this thing right now – Is maybe we should treat some of the Astros like it's football season.
Well, you know what? Everybody here the last week and a half, when we simply just point out what the hell is happening.
Mm-hmm.
We simply just point out what the hell is happening. And, you know, we'll have people tell us we'll eat our words. And I don't know what words we'll eat. We're just telling you what the hell is happening right now. I don't think either one of us has said that they're done, although I'm hanging out. I'm hanging in by a thread. one bullet in the chamber for me before I go ahead and unload the whole thing.
Say goodnight to the Astros.
But still hanging in. But then everybody likes to to show examples of their team comps that they want to go with, right? Like, oh, remember the 1968. Orioles, they started off, for the Astros in 2005, started off and got to the World Series. Well, you know what? I want to make one to help my argument. You know what they feel like? Because the hell with early in time, what you're watching is a long sample size of they keep doing this every day. The long sample size of they're doing it every day. So on my comp, I'll stay with football. I think everybody outside of Philadelphia around December to January looked at the Eagles, and as they were just falling apart week after week, doing the same thing, having the same screw-ups week after week, playing terrible and losing the teams they had no business to lose to, I think everybody was looking at the Eagles saying, this thing is cooked. It's done. Now, yeah, they had won, 9 games before it, and it happened at the end of the year, but it's cooked. They were just playing bad football, and they were doing it every single week. And to the tune of, they were done. They were done. Now, people in Philly were like, all right, man, maybe they'll catch it. They'll catch it. They'll get back. They'll catch it again, and Jalen Hurts will all of a sudden start playing like himself. Yep. Or AJ, this stuff will play like itself, and the loss of the coordinators won't be as bad as it looks like it is. And it never got better. And I'm not saying that it will never get better for the Astros, but if you want to take comparisons, it's not the time. It's how they're playing. The Eagles still made the playoffs, but nobody thought they were going to do a damn thing in them because of the time. The last 10 weeks of the season, they play bad football. And right now, the Astros are playing bad baseball for a 20-game sample size.
Yep.
And it's not about when it is. Like, people keep texting in, oh, they have stretches like this. No, they don't have stretches this bad. Not this bad, where damn near every single night, the person that's shooting you in the foot is one of your main guys. No, it's not. This is not You all since 2015 have lived in the golden age of Astros baseball. They do not have 20 game stretches where their best players, the parts of the team that they depend on game in and game out, stink. Tony Gwynn just said they've always been able to pitch. They can't pitch out of the rotation or the bullpen. They've always come up with timely hits. It's 20 games. Now, some of you may need 50. I don't. But
yeah.
Here it's your comp.
Right, Ron, I mean, look here's the deal. Eat your chicken. I got this right here. Here's what I hope. In the football to baseball comp that came up yesterday via Michael Schwab, which, by the way, I just disagree with Schwab. I follow him. I think he's a great follow, particularly for Astros baseball. But I just disagree with this with the thought that just relax. It's the equivalent of 0-2. At 0-2, I'm hurting, right? And here's what I hope. I hope that Jose Abreu, Alex Bregman, my man White Boy Chaz, Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, all the injured dudes that are on the IL, Josh Hader, Ryan Pressly, Brian Abreu. I hope every one of them cats aren't sitting there going, man, I'll get through this. It's a long season. 162 games, I'll get through this. I'll come out of this. I my numbers will get better. I'll start swinging the bat better. I'll start pitching better. I'll get healthy. I hope every one of them dudes have a sense of urgency about getting better. I hope every one of them feel terrible about how bad this start has been. And if they don't, get them the hell out of here. I'm going to tell you, if Alex Bregman right now isn't absolutely sick about this 6-14 start and the fact that he's not swinging it well, right? If Jose Abreu isn't sick about this and what he's doing, get him the hell out of here. Don't bring him back. Since we're comparing football and baseball, I hope like hell there's a sense of urgency that's rolling with these cats, Ron, that is not like some of the fan base of it's a long season. Hey, we just Ron, we just talked a little bit about the helmet leaking. Did you hear Doug Vosick yesterday? I'm a huge fan of Doug Vosick.
I like Big Doug.
I'm a huge fan of Doug Vosick.
Good
heart,
good smile. We go to the same tattoo parlor.
Do you?
Yeah, we found that out recently.
Did you? You talking about y'all's tattoos?
We have different artists, but go ahead, Ron. What?
I said, y'all go. Y'all have had some deep conversations.
Yeah, they get deep with their combos, no doubt about it.
Doug's got a lot of ink, man.
First of all, Doug was on Texans All Access last night. Did a great job. I'm a big Vosick fan. We haven't talked to tattoo artists or anything like that, but I am a fan. He had some explaining to do, by the way, and I think it's worth bringing it to the people once again. The model that leaked the photo that they caught a lot of flack about the model that they were using. He explained what model was actually used for, and so, you know, I feel like there's this explanation sheds a little bit of light on who the guy was and
talking
and
about that first leak, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the actual first leak. Anyway, here's what Doug had to say about that particular model that the team caught a lot of flack over that picture. Leaking earlier on.
Can I give a little background on,
sure,
on
please
the leak?
Do.
So, you know, I think our friends on various media outlets had a little fun with the leak, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how the model looked and, you know, the bad photo and all those kinds of things. And, you know, part is like, shame on us. We had so many security measures. We took everyone's phones. We put them in Ziploc bags. Like,
right.
Someone must have snuck someone in somewhere, right?
Yep.
So, you know, it does happen. But what a lot of, you know, people don't realize or maybe didn't give us a little grace on is that during those days, those are our shoot days. It's when the players come in,
right,
see the uniforms the first time, and you get, you know, 6 to 7 of the guys to come in and spend 8 hours with you over 2 days shooting. Before the shoot, though, there's hours of work, meaning there's, you know, stand-in models so you can get the lighting right and get the smoke right when you see the one video,
yeah,
right? There's stand-in models when you want to do just like employee previews, right? And things like that. So yes, the leaked photo was a stand-in model, but in no way like the, ooh, check out the uniform guy, right? So, you know, we didn't get so much grace on that one, but I get it. I get it. Everyone had to have some fun. But yeah, it's a stand-in model to get stuff ready. Yeah, leave it at that.
Hey, Doug, we're all out of grace around these parts, man. Y'all ran that 2022, 2021.
You used all the grace. Up, huh?
You came around. You came around at a good time because things got right. But we're all out of grace. But the that does, for me, that sheds a little light that this guy was never supposed to be literally in front of the team or in front of a camera. Or like, he was literally stand in to get the light right and get this or that right. Still didn't explain why he had black shoes on and not white shoes on. I don't know why you'd ever put that
He's
uniform on.
You've got to have to let that go.
No, I'm not letting it go because that is a detail. That tells me a lot about whoever dressed that guy. Or him, if he chose those
black. You don't need to know about the person who dressed
him. Yes, I do.
I like the puka shells.
No, it doesn't. You do not.
I do.
Let it go.
No.
What do you need to know about that person?
It should be a rule. With this uniform, if you wear black shoes, you're cut.
But that person's not going to have any involvement in dressing anybody.
Well, you shouldn't be a stand-in model because the light shines different on white shoes than black shoes. Right? I mean, that just shouldn't happen. We're out of grace. That does shed a little bit of light on the act. The guy was literally a hanger. I mean, he's literally just, how does the light hit the uniform? How does the light hit the helmet? They needed it in a body, a warm body with a heartbeat and a set of ears to listen. Hopefully he was coachable.
It's some ballsy people out here.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Like, you're going to lose your job if you get caught with the camera. If you're the one, cameras, we're ziplocking the cameras and phones. Nobody take... You, I mean, to have the balls to say, I'm going to sneak one in and I'm going to get this in. I'm going to tell you,
one of the biggest problems in our world, man, with all this different stuff is the length that people will go to for attention. It's all about attention. It's the devil. It's the devil. People will do stupid stuff just to get attention. Can I do one more? Nope. Doug did a great job, though. Doug did a great job.
This cleanses the devil. All right. Coming up, Nick Caserio spoke today. He spoke about Stephon Diggs, and now I think there's a natural question after you hear what he had to say. We'll let you hear that coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Hey, programming note. Tomorrow, which is Friday, correct?
Tomorrow is Friday.
Yes, sir, you are right.
All right. Tomorrow's Friday, 4 o'clock. The boss has let us know. Park has let us know. The boss has let us know he wants to speak to the Sports Radio 610 listeners tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Oh, my.
I'd imagine that he has done this while we're going to be here, so I don't think that anyone's getting fired.
I hope not. That'd be a hell of a segment, though.
You think you can hold it together, Tyler, at least until the boss leaves? By the way, How many people out there have a boss that they've given nickname and continue to use it knowing he doesn't like it?
What are you talking about?
I mean, he loves Park.
No, he does not.
He does.
No, he does not.
He does.
I think it's like when you hit a girl on the playground.
I don't know if y'all were there or not, but I'm telling you right now.
He keeps calling me the name.
I've seen it come out of his mouth that he doesn't really appreciate it.
He keeps calling me Show.
What does that have to do with anything? Hell, that was your name.
That's not it anymore.
That was your entire brand when you moved here.
The Showman.
Put it in the promos to stick it to me.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you, the boss can do whatever the hell he wants to do. Last time I checked, you ain't got firing power over the boss. He's got it over you. I mean, you just can refuse to just quit calling the guy Park.
Ron Hewley.
Quit trying to.
That sounds like something he'd do. That guy right there would do.
Quit trying to start something. Now, I'm just simply saying that the
boss. I'm just wondering how many people out there listening would do something like that. It just doesn't seem to be a smart thing to do.
Park Parker's going to join us tomorrow, 4 o'clock. He's got something to tell the Sports Radio 610 listeners. So keep that as a programming note.
I'm intrigued.
I am too.
I hope it starts off something like this. I told you to quit calling me Park a long time ago, Ron.
Just hoping it starts off with something.
I don't want him to fire you because, as we've talked multiple times, that impacts my life and Tyler's life.
The leader would go first.
Yeah.
If it feels like he is about to fire you, I'll just shut his mic off.
I'll quit first.
Well, that ain't going to solve the problem. It just keeps people from hearing.
Yeah, and if he can't say it, then it can't be done.
Well, I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all. We're going to stop him short of firing him because that impacts your life and my life, and I got diapers and stuff.
Did you hear what he said?
What'd he say?
No, I get what y'all are saying, but
if you can't say it, it can't be done.
No, I get what y'all are saying, but the way we're talking about this, it seems like he is. I mean, he's coming on air so he can do it.
I think it's going to be something very, very positive.
Yeah, Park's pretty positive. I like that.
Even worse.
Triple P.
I mean, even worse.
All right, I'm going to stop saying it the way Tyler just said it.
How's that saying, Park?
Now he's rubbing it in because he's flowing about around it. He's freestyling.
Come on, give us a freestyle.
It's a term of endearment. Hey.
What was his rep name? What was Tyler's rep name?
Who?
T-Mill on the mic.
Yeah, man, give me T-Mill on the mic.
Ask T-Mill on the mic what he thinks about y'all calling the boss man Park.
Give me a freestyle.
Consistently knowing he doesn't like it.
Freestyling isn't going to happen today, but do be on the lookout for a return of T-Mill on the mic.
I want to hear him, and I thought this would have been a good spot. To hear him. But tomorrow, 4 o'clock, seriously, stay tuned, as he wants to speak to you, our great Sports Radio 610 listeners. Nick Caserio, he spoke about Stephon Diggs. That's the big offseason move. He spoke about them bringing him in and what this means and what went into that decision.
As it pertains to him, I mean, look, he's an experienced player. He's been productive. He's instinctive. He has good hands. So, you know, our system is maybe a little bit different than the system that he was in Buffalo, but he was as productive as any player in the league. So there might be some things that we're doing maybe that are similar to maybe what he was doing in Minnesota. But, you know, good football player. We think he can help us, which is why he's here.
All right. Yes, he is a good football player, and the belief is that he will help. And I'm curious from you and the people, 713-572-4610, those of you sexy individuals on the YouTube and Twitch chat, you can jump in on this too. What are your expectations for Stephon Diggs? And I want to run through his last 3 years. I'm going to give you the latest of it. 2021, 103 catches on 164 targets, 1,225 yards, 10 touchdowns. 2002, 108 catches on 154 targets, 1,429 yards, 11 touchdowns. The touchdowns is what kind of separates him a bit. And then last year, 107 catches, 1,183 yards, 8 touchdowns on 160 targets, and that includes the little drop-off he had towards the end of the season. For you, I don't think he's going to be reaching anywhere near those targets this year. I'd be surprised. But for you, listening to this, we've heard CJ talk about him and his excitement, D'Amico's excitement, and now Nick Caserio. What are fair expectations number-wise if we've seen that from his last 3 years?
I think 70 catches and 1,000 yards. Those would be the numbers I'd put on him.
Do you think those lead the team?
If everybody stays healthy? Who?
70 and 1,000 yards.
No, I don't think they lead the team. So I'd probably go up a little bit on that.
Yeah, because you think he's going to lead the team. I think he's going to lead the team in receptions. I don't know about yards. I think he's going to lead the team in receptions.
If Stephon Diggs touches more balls than anybody else and he does not lead the team in yardage, then we got a problem. We got a problem. I think he's
going to. I don't think he's going to. I don't think he's going to be a big play guy.
If we get the ball in his hands more than anybody else's, and he's not a big play guy, and we got $22 million on in his. Yeah, then we got. Woo, we're gonna have some problems here. You know, I'm trying to think here. You had because I didn't even thinking about Dalton Schultz. Yeah, man. I mean, 70, 75 catches, 1,000 yards. That's where I'd be at with him. Yeah. I wasn't even thinking about it. I mean, Dalton Schultz had 60 last year and really a quiet year in 15. I mean, Tank Dell was on his way to 75, 80 catches. Nico Collins had 80 catches.
He had 80.
Nico had 109. I mean, think about that. 109 targets, 80 catches. He's pretty efficient.
And towards the end of the year, hell, wasn't nobody else to throw the damn thing.
Right, right. Well, when you look, Noah Brown and Robert Woods had a combined 73 catches for almost 1,000 yards. I think there's a huge chance that Nico Collins' numbers fall, with or without Diggs. I think Nico Collins' numbers.
That's
fall.
Who I think will lead the team in yards.
You think Nico will
in yards?
I don't think he will. I think Nico comes back to earth. Now I think he still has a good. I think he's still a 1,000-yard receiver, roughly. But I think he comes back to earth. I think Diggs is the guy. This is a perfect setup for the Texans, man. I mean, Nico's numbers are going to come back to earth because I think he's going to be, assuming everybody's healthy, he is going to be that boundary receiver that's more stationary than everybody else, right? I think Tank Dell's numbers are going to go up because he's going to be a starter from jump, and hopefully he's going to stay healthy. So I think his numbers go up slightly, but he's an outside receiver. And then your Diggs is a guy that is a do-it-all. He's your move guy. He's your slot. He's exactly what he should be, which is a receiver that can run every route, a guy that has the speed to get over the top, a guy that has the know-how to play inside the numbers. He has the know-how to make himself available in zones, make himself available versus pressure. And he's going to be the guy that's going to be put in position to be number one in the progression and be the move guy that the move helps him get off the ball. I think I'd give him 75 and 1,000 would be my bar.
Text line rolled through 1,100 yards for Tank, 1,200 yards for Nico. I'm sorry, 1,100 yards for Diggs, 1,200 yards for Tank, 800 for Nico. See, I think Diggs is going to, no pun intended, dig route the hell out of people.
Yeah,
I think we'll see him. And I think he'll draw coverage, but I think he will do that a lot. And I think we'll see a lot of the big play stuff down the field, chunk play stuff go to Nico. And then I think screens and stuff will go to Nico a lot like he did last year. But I do think a lot of the times he is going to, because to me, I think when you're looking for a receiver, especially what Stephon Diggs has been traditionally really great at is how quickly he can uncover. And I think third downs, quick decision stuff, are going to go right to him quickly. And then I think down the field, breaking tackles, big play stuff for him. And I think CJ is going to hit him a lot on quick stuff right off the bat. First read, bam, he's the one who uncovers the quickest. Like I could see him between 80 and 85 catches, but, you know, in the 1,000, between 1,000 and 1,100 yards. But I could see Nico in that 1,200 yard.
He'll be paid if he does. Yeah,
he is. I think he is, and I think he's going to be in a lot more single coverage than maybe one would expect. A guy who almost went for 1,300 yards because of everything else that is on the field. All right, coming up, I have not given up on the Astros yet. As I said earlier, there is one bullet left, one card for the Astros that they have to play before I gotta get to code red level concern. We'll discuss that coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, you two huge Astros fans.
Did you say YouTube or
YouTube? YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Not the band.
I didn't know
not
what
Joshua
you...
Joshua Tree. No, you two. You, as in Tyler.
Have you showed your nipples lately?
Let's get them. Let's get them. Get them out the way.
All right.
You hadn't
that
shaved.
That hair grows back so fast.
I'm telling you.
Recently, man.
No, I have. It's just, it doesn't stop. I'm a hair factory. That's why it's so damn annoying when I have to manscape.
Hey, I can't look you in your eyes when you're talking to
you. You can pull
both
the shirt
your nipples
down.
Out.
You can pull the shirt
Oh,
down.
I thought we were doing the whole segment with my nips out.
No, we're not.
He's pink.
Hell, you die holding your breath that damn long.
But I've sucked in before. I'm not sucking in right now. I'm just skinny, bro.
I just said you were holding your breath.
No, we can't see your stomach.
Why would I be holding my breath?
Clint? I don't know.
I
think it's a natural reaction. When guys pull their shirt up, most of them hold their breath.
I think.
Your eyes are popping out of your head. Your cheeks are swelling. Breathe, bro. Breathe.
I think it would be a great segment idea for you to get waxed while... do an entire segment.
Man, we need a client. We have a client that waxes men's chests.
Let's do it.
That is a really good idea, but that sounds like it caused me a little pain.
Would you be soft and not do it?
Oh, you know I'd do it.
You like I'll treat you like the scout for Caleb Williams.
Hey, would you go to a place?
We'll get to our last straw here. Just a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll get to. I can ask my question later.
No, you can go ahead right now.
I mean, would you go to a manscaping place and just lay down and let them? I can enjoy a good shave.
A shave?
Like I'm talking everything. I'm not just talking about your chest.
Yeah, just get out there and get a robe on and say. Let's
I mean,
go.
Yeah, you just drop the get robe, lay on the table, spread eagle, let them just
inside
go to
inside portion of the thigh.
Yeah, I'd be down with that.
Hell yeah.
You would purr like a walrus if you shave my back for me.
Purr like a walrus. Who thinks that's sexy?
713-572-4610. You have an experience.
Awful.
On how walruses purr?
I mean, I've heard one purr, but I'm like, I just don't know.
Any
like, that's
zoo?
Not a good thing.
I don't think I've ever heard one purr.
If he started doing that, I would ask
I've heard him
to put
him
his
make
robe
noise.
Back on and say, we got to take this guy to the hospital.
I've heard him make noise. I don't know actually what the purring is. Any animal enthusiasts out there?
Would
who
you let somebody you don't know
out there, walrus.
Shave your entire body, like trim your entire, do all your
absolutely.
Your manscaping.
Save me a lot of grief. Save me a lot of headache.
You just lay up there, spread eagle?
Let's go. Get it done. Do what you need to do. Keep it professional, but get it done. Let's go.
I've not decided if I could
get it done.
If I could do it.
Top of the shoulders.
Well, it's not necessarily that's not necessarily where I was concerned. I'm talking about
South, sure.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I mean, you know, you got to move things around in order to get
Midwest
to get the
it.
Bottom and the sides and everything. You got to move stuff around.
Yeah, go to the Midwest region. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do what you need to do. Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem. But as we said, you two, being Tyler and Clint, you guys 6-14, you guys are still hanging in there with the Astros with their chances to achieve what you hoped they would, right? You're still hanging in there,
yeah,
absolutely,
pissed off, yeah.
Absolutely, without a doubt, still hanging in there. I think this team has what it takes to make a run to a World Series. I think this team is going to have to scratch and claw to get in.
Like, how close are you to having it really shaken? How close are you on pulling a plug?
Well, as soon as it's not early in the season, obviously.
I mean, when is that for you?
I'm kidding.
Is that's for everybody.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think it's possible.
You don't think it's possible?
Look, I mean, it would...
Until they're like 20 games under 500 or something, then you're...
Well, I mean, it's, I don't know. Yes. I mean, it's going to have to be clear that, because I just don't think that Josh Hader, Ryan Pressly, and Brian Abreu are anywhere remotely close to as bad as they've been, and that's going, I think that rights itself. The inability for whatever reason to hit the ball with runners in scoring position and that you hit the ball late in ball games to give yourself a chance, I don't think that lasts. I believe in these bats. I think they'll come around. That's where I'm at. But I think they've put themselves in because of, I think it's lack of leadership. I think that's a concern. Like, they've put themselves in a hole. They put themselves in a much deeper hole, and I don't think we're anywhere near the bottom of it. I think we're going to really, really, really like continue to struggle.
Oh, you think it's going to get worse before it gets?
Ron, you said it, man. Like, you think all of a sudden, like, all of these guys are going to get better?
No, God.
Like, do we think all of a sudden, like, you don't think there's a chance that Verlander or Fromber or Luis Garcia or Keady or one of these guys is going to come back and be like, uh-oh. That's a little longer-term problem here. You don't think at some point in time that middle relief that everybody thought was going to be a problem that hasn't been a problem this year, you don't think, like, at some point in time Seth Martinez is going to run out? At some point in time, Ronel Blanco, I hope not. I hope the guy is this year's Fromber and Christian Javier and is like...
So you think he may lose a game?
Yeah, I mean, at some point in time, he's not going to go 20 innings of one hit baseball. Yeah, I mean, so... I think we're going to continue to dig for a while until leadership shows and the tide turns, and then I think we fight our way back into the playoff picture, back into the playoff conversation. But it's, I just refuse to at this point in time, like, I am aware that everybody in the division, like, there's no, like, clear front runner in this division right now. I hate when anybody even brings it up that, oh, well, nobody else in the division is playing good baseball, so you shouldn't be too concerned. No, I mean it's a good point that you got a puncher's chance if you at least right the ship.
Rangers pulled their game out today, by the way.
Did they? Yeah. So, I just think we're gonna dig a deep enough hole to where we're gonna have a hard time getting out of it.
I'm going to be in full panic mode, really, if, first of all, the two glaring problems to me, and that is hitting with runners in scoring position, and then some of these starts we're getting out of the pitching. Now, I know injured guys are coming back, Verlander. We've talked that to death, and we all know that hopefully they come back healthy and productive.
Tomorrow.
Yes. But if we keep getting outings on a consistent basis, you know, week in and week out, spread out a bit to where the opposition is putting up crooked numbers early in games. And then you combine that with the continuing problem of the Astros bats just going completely quiet when guys reach second base. If that keeps happening and then you pair that with another sweep or two, I'm going to be freaking out. I mean, if they get swept one more time, they're going to match how many times they got swept in all of 2023.
See, Clint, you talk about you think they're going to still dig a little bit more. Listen, I am down.
Have you
down.
Seen anything that makes you believe they're
no,
not?
No, I don't. That's why I'm in a different – I'm in which I can understand. I am in a – I'm in a one bullet left in the chamber. And there's one thing that kind of keeps me into thinking, all right, they got a chance to spin this around. And that's what's happening tomorrow. And that is Justin Verlander joining – the roster and joining the team. And it is not, to me, just him on the in his starts. I mean, he's only going to be out there every 5 days, and hell, maybe six, the way that he has been pitching. But he's not out there every day. But I do think there is something to having maybe the number one guy in the clubhouse that makes you feel comfortable. Maybe the number one guy in the clubhouse that, from a leadership perspective, from a perspective of trust and, all right, that dude's here every day. It makes probably hitters feel better about the pitching staff that dude is there and watching it, not just from his performance, from what he can instill to other people. I think he is like, all right, our general is back. Our leader is back. We've been playing without our top guy, the guy we trust the most, he's back. Man, in 2 weeks, Clint, Tyler, if they are still digging, as you say, and we don't see like a bit of a turn, and we don't start see a change in the players and the what we're seeing with Verlander back there, and Verlander, you know, in the dugout every day, I think that might be it for me. That might be it, because that's the one thing that's left. All right, their top dude in there. He gets there, gives everybody a deep breath, and obviously he helps with what he can do on the mound far better than some of the guys you were running out. But, man, if they still with this crap, playing like this with Verlander there and Verlander there every day, boy, I have moved to just a space of concern where I am now to cold red level. That's the last bullet in the chamber for me, is they get their guy back. And I would argue the number one thing that they have lacked is leadership from a whole. That's an argument there from up top to the on the field. And he is the guy. He's the number one guy left that can instill that. That's just where I am. If they keep playing like this when he gets back, I'm going to be like, hell, man, there ain't no more. Well, wait till he gets back. Because it ain't Framber. There's no more. Wait till this guy comes back. Or
when Colorado rolls around on the schedule, we don't get them for two. But when they roll around on the schedule. Yeah, I mean, look, Washington, little sub-500 team, 8-10. We'll see how they do against them. That's where they're going to start tomorrow night. And we'll see how that three-game series goes. But then you turn around, Ron, and guess what? Chi-Town, baby. And I ain't talking about them socks. I'm talking about
Cubbies.
I'm talking about them Cubbies, man. 11-7 right now.
Yeah.
One of the best teams in the National League, man. I mean, it's hard to think that going on the road, facing 500, above 500, some of the better talent in the league, all of a sudden this team's going right to ship. Hopefully Verlander.
Yeah, someone just texted in, if Verlander makes a couple of starts and gets shelled, then I might really start panicking.
Now, look, I mean, here's the deal. I mean, Verlander can – I mean, we just need – I don't give a damn who is starting. I mean, Verlander can go out there and give you quality starts.
Oh, God, that would be –
it's at eighth and ninth inning, baby.
Right. That would be a kick in the nuts if he doesn't have a good start against the Nationals tomorrow.
It felt like
– I think to the team that made –
What do you think his pitch count's going to be? I bet he don't push it.
85, 90.
You think it's that high?
He threw 80-something.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to think these are higher leverage.
I think 85, 90. I think he better be able to get up here and throw 90 pitches, or he needed another rehab start.
Exactly.
My guy here, this is great. JV on the mound tomorrow night. Captain Save-A-Stro. That's the best. That right there.
Captain Save-A-Stro.
If I had some tickets or something to give away, whoever you are, I would hunt you down and get those tickets.
That is good.
Fortunately, I do not. But if I had some tickets.
He doesn't have any, and he's not into giving anything away. But if he did, you would be it, sir.
Text line, y'all acting like y'all didn't expect the Astros to be this bad. No, I did not.
Nobody did, dude. Get the hell out of here.
Get it. Let it out, Tyler.
Just let it out. Random texts like that, like, they give me a headache.
Tyler, I think you should go home and shave your chest. I think that will help you feel better. That frustration.
Oh, I bet that guy also, I bet he was the only person who knew C.J. Stroud was going to ball out and win Rookie of the Year, too.
He knew that. He did. All right, idiot. Coming up, a little fire for you, a little 5 o'clock fire, as Nick Caserio spoke. And now we're hearing a message. We are hearing a message from your Houston Texans, and I love it. Also, I think we see one of the helmets. One of the helmets have been leaked. We'll discuss all of that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
I think Tyler just called that guy an idiot. Well, look, I'm not going to do that to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.